Hi, this is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview was recorded live on the exhibit floor at the 2017 NAB Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. For all our NAB interviews, visit nabshowbuzz.com. And welcome back. We are going to be talking with Roundabout Entertainment Post, which is another company that I want to learn more about. Michael Smolin is the Senior Digital Intermediate Colorist for Roundabout Entertainment. And Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
So tell me about Roundabout Entertainment. What is it?
Roundabout is a full-service post facility in Burbank, California. We do everything from DI, obviously, to we have 709 color correction rooms. We do QC, audio, everything you would need in one post facility.
Well, it's the end of the third day of NAB, and I assume you've had a chance to wander a little bit around the hall. What have you seen that you like?
Well, obviously, being a Da Vinci colorist, you know, going to the Blackmagic booth is one of the main, you know, things that I need to do to keep on top of my field. And obviously, they've done some really great things. But some of the other stuff that's really interesting to us is monitors, especially HDR monitoring. We do a lot of, obviously, we have really high-quality broadcast monitors that we color correct on, but we also want to see what's out there as far as HDR10 and maybe some of the monitoring that's not maybe the highest quality monitoring, but something that will give you a real-world view of what's going on in the, you know, we can look at Sony X300 in the color correction bay and say, you know, this is a beautiful image, we love the way this looks, but then the clients also want to say, okay, what is the what's this going to look like in your home, Larry? What is this going to look like, you know, when you turn it on and we see it, you know, maybe in a lit room? So I think it's important for us to keep on top of, you know, what new displays are out there, you know, what LG is coming out with, what Samsung's coming out with, to try to figure out, you know, what does this color look like at home?
Well, you mentioned a term called HDR10. What's that?
Well, HDR10 is a format that we work with Amazon. Amazon's one of our bigger clients. And it is high dynamic range up to 1,000 nits. And now there's this HDR 10 Plus that I just read an article about before I came to NAB, another new standard for HDR. That one has some tone mapping, which is, I think, somewhere along the lines of what Dolby Vision is doing. Dolby Vision is more of the theatrical version of HDR. It's kind of taken over the theatrical world. We have these competing HDR standards in the broadcast realm, but in theatrical, when we're doing DIs, we're mastering more and more for Dolby Vision. And Roundabout is a certified Dolby Vision provider. So
we've got competing HDR standards, and even HDR itself is a moving standard, because the Rec 2100 spec is still broader than we can represent in any monitor that we've got.
Sure.
So we're going to be doing it in increments. Should somebody even get started now? And if so, where do they start? And which standards should they pay attention to?
I think for the theatrical, the DI world, I think Dolby Vision is a good place to start, because they're talking about going beyond the 4,000 nit range, maybe going up to the 10,000, maybe 15,000 nit range. At 15,000 nits is like, go outside, sun, you know, you're going to get a suntan when you watch this program. So I think that's a little much. But it's very impressive to see. We've been to many demonstrations at the Vine Theater, and we've seen Dolby Vision in action, and it is definitely a game changer in DCI. The contrast ratios are incredible, the brightness is incredible, the color, you know, how vivid colors are representative the wide color gamut is, you know, a lot of stuff that can be taken advantage of in the color correction suite. And they have really great software to remap, like, for, let's say you want this, or how's this going to translate to the home audience again? Well, not everybody has a 1,000-nit television. Nobody has a 4,000-nit television at home. The CMU kind of helps you say, give anchor points. So we can say, okay, this is what 4,000 nits is. This is what, you know, 100 nits is. And then it kind of remaps the color in between. So we can say, okay, what's it going to look like on a 500-nit television? What's it going to look like on, you know, a 600-nit television? So that gives us an idea in the color correction suite. Okay, so here's HDR. Here's what it's going to look like at 500 nits. This is what it's going to look on your standard def monitor.
Mm. So what trends are you watching for the future?
Well, I want to see where we're going to go with this HDR.
Now, so far you've just talked brightness. You haven't talked wider color gamut yet, greater saturation.
We saw a demonstration of the wider color gamut, like in the Batman Lego movie. They took advantage of that wide color gamut, and the saturation is saturation is incredible. And what you can do to create, like, environments, they used a little bit of it in Pixar's Inside Out, and in that one, they used it in the scenes for the subconscious mind, and they really brought out saturation and color to give it, like, this almost warm feeling, you know, in that tone. So it kind of creates a different feel. So the taking advantage of the wider color gamut would be, you know, incredible for, you know, any colorist. You know, it gives you so many more possibilities and so many more, you know, creative looks that can be made from using the wider color gamut. And I think DPs and directors will be using that in the future a lot more than they do now.
Hmm. So, what projects are you working on now?
I just finished a feature film that is going to Tribeca called Cop Watch. It's an indie feature doc. It is following, you know, four gentlemen who follow the police officers, everything that's inflated in today's world with the police, and they follow them around and actually videotape them while they're arresting people. And it's pretty interesting, very very, you know, to date, up to date. And then we just finished a feature with Ty Sheridan from X-Men. It's an indie film as well. That one played at the Santa Barbara Film Festival. It's called Grass Stains. It's pretty good.
And for people who want more information about what Roundabout Entertainment Post is doing, where can they go on the web?
They can go to www.roundabout.com.
That's all one word, R-O-U-N-D-A-B-O-U-T, roundabout.com. And Michael Smolin is a senior DI colorist for Roundabout Entertainment Post. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Larry.
Have yourself a great show.
You too.
Thanks.